Now for our story.
I'm not insinuating anything, Larkin. Why, it's so obvious it's painful. No girl likes to be jilted, as I suppose Peggy might be.
The quarreling, angry voices of the two men rose and fell. Standing by the closed door of Ben Calvert's office, Jessie Ward eavesdropped, unabashed. She couldn't catch everything that was said, but Ben's secretary heard enough for her to understand why Lefty Larkin had come to see Ben this morning. Lefty, Aunt Mary Lane's close friend as well as farm helper. Lefty, who hadn't spoken to Ben Calvert in years. Even Jessie realized what it must have cost him to come to Ben's office. But as she listened, Miss Ward came to the conclusion that Lefty Larkin would do anything, make any sacrifice, if he thought it would help Peggy Douglas, Aunt Mary's niece. Ben's voice became cold. To Jessie, it was a warning signal. Even after all these years, it still frightened her. But obviously, it didn't have that effect on Lefty Larkin. Jessie hurried back to her desk. She was just in time. For a second later, the door to Ben's office was flung open and Lefty walked quickly across the outer room and out into the street without a word.
Well.
Jessie?
Yes, Ben?
Have you located Kit?
Why, no, I...
Well, get her. Get her on that phone or go over to that auto court. But get her right away.
All right, then.
You needn't go into the other office. Here, use this phone.
Is there any better way than calling the manager's office?
No, you'll have to call there and they'll send for her.
2461, please.
What's the matter?
The line's busy. I'll try again in a minute. If you've signed those letters...
No, I haven't signed them, and I'm not going to right now. And don't bother me about it.
Well, Lefty Larkin did upset you, didn't he?
Lefty? No. I'm angry, Jesse, yes, but not because of that hired hand of Mary Lane's. I'm angry with myself. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take Larkin's advice. He said, Ben... You've always thought you could control everything. And, Jesse, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Exactly. I should have stepped in long before now.
About what?
Didn't you hear the conversation?
Well, when Lefty Larkin arrived, he told me he wanted to see you about your son-in-law.
Yes. According to Larkin, that little Peggy Douglas is being the unwilling victim of Bill's attention. Of course, the setup is perfectly clear to me. That niece of Mary Lane's is jealous of Kit. She'd like nothing better than to cause trouble. That whole bunch on the Lane farm would like nothing better than to see Kit and Bill break up.
Well, that doesn't quite follow, Ben.
Why not?
If you think that, then how do you explain Larkin's coming here and all?
Oh, that. Just one of their typical self-righteous acts. Making a big show. Putting Peggy in a good light. Well, this confirms what I've suspected all along. There is some trouble between Bill and Kit. That's why she's going to California.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't be too sure of that.
You sound as if you found out something.
No. But from what I've seen of Kit... Well, I can hardly imagine her giving up so easily. Running away, so to speak.
You mean you don't think she suspects that Bill and Peggy are...
Who knows what Kit thinks?
If she doesn't know, it's time someone told her. And I'm going to be the one to do it.
Oh, Ben, for heaven's sake, it's her life. Why don't you let her alone?
Because I don't think she knows what she's doing. Because her well-being happens to mean something to me, Jesse.
Now, look, you don't have to justify anything with me. It's because you're principally concerned with what the town will say. If Bill Meade were involved with anyone else, but because it's Mary Lane's niece that he...
All right, Jesse, all right.
If you were really concerned with Kit's pride, I shouldn't think you'd want her to hold a boy who... Well, who didn't want her.
Bill doesn't know what he's doing. Peggy Douglas can't hold a candle to Kit. Bill's just having the pressure put on him. He's being worked on.
Well, you should know how that's done.
I don't like that remark, Jesse.
Oh, Ben, I've understood this thing from the very start. You've never thought too much of Bill.
No, but... Kit wanted him.
Sure. Kit wanted him. But I think what really stimulated you was the fact that Bill was more or less engaged to Peggy. By helping Kit break that up, you saw a chance to satisfy your old grudge against Aunt Mary.
Oh, be quiet, Jesse. I don't care about any of that now. The thing is that I'm not going to have Kit made a fool of. Nor myself, for that matter. going to straighten Bill out, get this thing settled.
Well, you're going to have to work fast. Kit's leaving this afternoon, you know.
No, no. No, she isn't.
What?
She's not going, Jesse. I'm going to see to that.
And how do you intend to stop her?
I'll stop her, all right. Try that number again.
Ben, why don't I go over to the auto court and get her? Wouldn't that be simple?
Well, all right.
I'll drive over right now.
But one thing, Jesse.
Yes?
I trust I can rely on your so-called sense of discretion.
Of course, Ben. It's your affair, not mine.
Well, just don't tell her why I want to see her.
I won't, Ben. I won't say a word.
And a few minutes later, Jesse Ward's car drives into the Wakefield Auto Court. Getting out, she walks to the door of Bungalow B and knocks.
Oh, hello, Jesse.
Hello, Kit.
Come on in.
Oh, thanks, Kit. Well, you look as if you were all packed and ready to go.
Oh, yes.
Is Bill going to be able to see you off?
Mm-hmm. Fortunately, he was able to get a 36-hour pass. Well, what's on your mind, Jesse?
Your father wants to see you.
Oh?
We called the manager's office, but the line was busy, so Ben asked me to come and get you.
You mean he wants to see me now?
Uh-huh.
Right away? Well, why is it so urgent?
I really don't know.
Well, what does he want to see me about?
He didn't say, Kit.
I can hardly believe that. What's the mystery?
Well, I really shouldn't tell you, Kit.
Yes, you probably shouldn't, but go on.
I must say, I don't agree with Ben's attitude in this. He doesn't want you to leave Wakefield.
I see. That's nothing new.
I should have said he's determined to stop you from going.
He can't.
Well, I don't know. I've discovered that when Ben says he's going to do a thing, he always does it.
This is getting ridiculous.
He's still harping on the idea that, well, that you and Bill have had a quarrel or something.
For heaven's sake.
Well, perhaps, Kit, if you could humor him a little. Postpone your trip for a while.
No. No, I can't do that.
You have to go.
Well, that is, I've already made my plans and I'm going. You can tell Dad that for me. I'm afraid you'll have to return to the office without me, Jesse.
You know what he'll do, don't you? He'll come straight over here himself.
Well, let him. Oh, Lord, if there's one thing I don't want at this point, it's another row.
Kid, I've known Ben for a great many years. I've been closer to him than you have. If he says you're not going to leave, he'll have something worked out.
But I don't see what he can do. Anyway, there's nothing I can do about it. I can't get on a train now.
You have your car, haven't you?
Yes.
You could drive over to Stanton. Get on the train there.
Yes, I could. Bill could drive the car back.
I'll go back to the office and tell Ben that you've already left.
Why are you doing this, Jesse?
What?
I never thought I'd see the day when you'd be so eager to help me out.
I could tell you if I knew why it was so important for you to go to California.
Oh. So you still think this trip of mine has an ulterior motive?
Well, Kit, let's say that I'm sure you have your reasons for going. And I have mine for wanting to help you.
Kit looked sharply at Jesse. If Miss Ward had any idea... But no. Kit quickly reassured herself that Jesse couldn't possibly know. But I wonder if you'd be so sure, Kit, if you knew the data Jesse'd been collecting. The small and trivial things that she's been adding up in her mind. I wonder if Ben's secretary does suspect the truth. She would certainly understand why Kit did have to leave Wakefield if she were going to have a child. But there's one thing that's certain. However much Miss Ward suspects, however much she knows, she wouldn't help Ben's daughter unless doing so would help her achieve her own goals.